Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about vegan snacks that... Welcome to Talking Tofu, the podcast about the vegan snacks that touch our lives. I'm David Streepy.
And I'm Becky Streepy. This week on the show, we're talking about dinner at Le Cellier in Epcot, Violife French onion dip, and we'll also eat Snack Pack's Fanta Orange Gel.
Ooh.
It's not Jell-O, what? Because Jell-O is a brand name.
Okay, it's just gel?
Yeah, they call it a juicy gel.
But it's not like in a tube.
No, do you want to see it?
Like an ointment or an unguent.
It's in a little cuppy, like a little single serve.
It's a snack pack.
Jell-O or like pudding. I think it's supposed to be.
You could have simply said snack pack.
It's a Snack Pack's Fanta Orange.
Well, good. Well, now it's clear.
Thank you.
Guys, it's a snack. It's a snack pack.
It's a snack pack. It's a snack pack, see?
It's a snack pack, like a conventional snack pack that you would think of, like a little cup of pudding or something. What's this?
Mm-hmm.
No, don't look at my hand. It was just a gesture. It's mm-hmm. this. You looked at my hand again. I just mean it's the cup with the little foil lid on it.
Yes.
It's a snack pack.
It's a snack pack. It's a snack.
Hey, how's life?
Hey, you know... Ups and downs.
You got a birthday in like 3 days.
I do. Listener.
Go ahead.
I love my birthday.
I was going to say, you make a big deal out of your birthday. Not an indictment. That's a good thing. That's just a thing about you.
I do love to party on my birthday. I have had several birthday mishaps in recent birthdays. When I turned 40. I had a raging case of pink eye and I missed my 40th birthday party. It was a joint party, so we couldn't like reschedule because half the guests I didn't even know.
Yeah.
And then my 41st birthday, that was a week after lockdown started. Mm. So that just didn't exist. And then, but I'm coming back. I'm back, baby. And my friends and my skate club have planned so much birthday skating magic. And Dave has planned so much birthday fun and food. And it's going to be wonderful.
You skipped a few years.
I did. Well, that was
all. Were those just unremarkable birthdays?
It was all.
I like to think that I tried to make things as special as I could during a dark time.
You did.
In our lives.
You did. This one's a huge blowout bash, though.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. There's going to be disco lights and a disco ball and a smoke machine at the birthday party skate on Friday at the park.
Hmm.
I overheard.
Weather permitting.
Some talking.
I mean, people need to be talking about plans.
I know. I don't know what we're going to do. I guess we'll go to a
rink. It's not for you to worry about.
We'll go to a rink if it rains.
Mm, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's probably going to rain.
No.
I mean, let's just look at the weather now. And we'll follow up next week on whether it actually rained.
So it says 45% chance of rain on my birthday. But then if I go to the precipitation, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's looking bad. It's looking bad. This may not happen. But if not, then we'll go to the rink. But Dave, enough about me.
Well, hold on.
Yes, dear.
Also, full transparency. I had to stop to address a text. I had barely, the phone was moving away from me when you moved on. I don't want to move off of your birthday. I don't know why you're so eager to move off of your birthday.
I'm nervous about this weather.
I was going to say it's going to be a special weekend regardless of what happens. Yes. But you don't need to worry about that.
It's going to be so fun.
Let us worry about that.
Okay.
All right. Or don't. Or worry about it. I don't know. I can't control whether you worry or not.
I just... There's a smoke machine.
Yeah. Well, I don't understand what a smoke machine is going to do outdoors.
And disco lights. It's a sunset skate. We'll still be there after dark.
But what is it? It's still outdoors when the sun goes down.
It'll make the lights look pretty.
But it dissipates so quickly.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be beautiful. Leo wants to test it out. He got it for burns and he wants to test it out on my birthday.
I'm just saying that outdoors, it's going to dissipate. The point of the smoke is, when you have a smoke machine, is to have it all contained, like a haunted house or a rave.
Yeah.
But it's all contained.
Yeah.
And the lights play within it.
Mm-hmm.
But here, when it's outside, hey, if it's windy, even more so, that smoke's just going to keep going away.
Well, we'll just have to see what happens. It's an experiment.
I'm just talking about it. You have a specific idea in your head.
Yeah.
And that is the smoke staying in one place. And the lights. Basically, you're envisioning an indoor experience outdoors.
I'm envisioning a fish show experience.
They're not a smoke machine at a fish show.
At the park. Yeah.
They do pump out smoke at the fish show.
I was about to say there's essentially, yes, there is.
No, well, no, that's not what I meant. Very funny. What I'm saying is that they have smoke machines on the stage.
Yeah.
But the thing about those smoke machines is the thing that I've been saying this whole time about them. That they're used for special moments and then the smoke goes away.
Yeah.
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 Okay. You keep jumping on board with my point, but maintaining your point that you are expecting an indoor experience where the smoke does not go away.
There'll just be some smoke machine moments. You seem like you're expecting an indoor experience. No. I'm expecting some smoke machine moments.
I'm worried about you being disappointed.
I won't. Will I be on skates with my friends?
I don't know.
With my husband and my kid? Then I'll be happy.
Might not come if this is the way it's going to be.
It is the way it's going to
be. I might protest.
Yeah, you're going to leave your ballot blank.
I'll be just sitting out just outside the park with my arms folded, shaking my head no. I might even pull out a finger and wag it if somebody were to skate by me.
But enough about my birthday. Dave, how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. What? I don't got nothing. I'm fine. Life's good.
You got a shower bench. It's exciting.
I got
the party that the child threw. Was he so excited? I wasn't here for shower time for him last night. I was skating. Did he love it?
I regret not bringing this up because the way that you brought it up was so bad. But I did make a purchase. So it was our son's birthday, and I had to get him a one-piece graphic novel. Manga from Target, but in order to qualify for free shipping, I had to order more things. So what I ordered was a bench for the shower, which is, I think we've talked about on here, is something that I really have wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not that specifically, but I want to spend more time in the shower.
Sure.
And be more comfortable in the shower.
You look
the
so
best place.
He looks so like meek when he's telling this to me. You've got your meek face.
It's the best place in the house.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best place maybe in the world.
In the shower?
The shower. Don't even. You don't like the shower.
I don't. I like, listener, I like to soak in a hot bath. I don't love to be in the shower. I like to be in the tub.
So I got this bench that's in that you put in the shower.
It's got rubber feet, so it won't tip and flip.
And then you sit on it, and then you're sitting in the shower.
Yeah, but not on the icky, gross floor where your dirty feet were.
I don't mind doing that. The water is going.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's cleaning the floor.
But you're on a luxurious bench. You're sitting in a more comfortable way.
I don't like to be all the way down like a frog.
Oh.
And then you got to stand up again. That's a lot on your legs.
It is.
And I don't know if you've noticed this, but I've been on some long runs lately. I'm trying to preserve my legs. I think this cherry Coke has gone bad.
Oh.
Yeah. I didn't know that happened.
I did not either.
Yeah. It's not fizzy. It's just like sweet, but it's also the can was unopened. I thought they were like canned goods. Mm-hmm. Like they last, like you could put them in a bunker.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Guess you're wrong. Guess you were wrong about that.
Yes, I was wrong. Yeah. Ooh, you showed me.
Guess you were wrong about that. Also, I was wrong too, but I guess you really
got that one.
Yeah, you got that one wrong.
Me, the only streepy who blew it.
No, no, there were others. I was one of them, but you really dropped the ball on your understanding of that. So that's a bench. And you sit on the bench, and it's nice. So I used it for the first time this morning.
Ooh.
And I thought to myself, I had forgotten I got it.
So you pulled back the curtain, and you were like, ooh.
I was like, oh, I got the bench. I got that bench. I'm going to use the bench. And so I got it, and it turned on the shower and let it get super hot. And then I sat down on the bench and folded my hands on my lap. I didn't know what to do with myself. And I stood up and took a regular shower.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did the kid know what to do? Did he
was
he in the shower forever? Just sitting there?
He's in the shower until you say it's time to get out of the shower. I don't know how much time that is.
It's always forever.
It's until I'm sick of it.
Yeah.
He would stay. He's like me.
Yeah.
He would stay in there. He appreciates the value of the shower.
He loves to just stay in the shower. You'll tell him it's time to get out, and he's like, oh, I still have to soap.
Yeah.
It's been 15 minutes.
He pretends he can't hear you.
I think sometimes he can't.
I don't know about that. He's not playing anything. There's no music in there.
The pitter-pat of the water.
But I'm going to hang in there. I think it's going to be good to stretch my legs on that shower. I think that the whole family will benefit from the ease of feet cleaning that a seated position in the shower would open up.
Mm-hmm.
All of us would. We would all benefit from cleaner feet.
All of us.
And this is a chance for all of us to do it.
Do my feet smell?
No, I'm saying this is a chance for everybody in the family to clean their feet.
Okay.
I mean, I guess you are in the family. But so am I.
Last I heard.
So am I.
Mm-hmm.
So is our son.
Yeah, last time I checked, that's who it was.
Yeah.
It was the three of us.
The three of us.
Mm-hmm.
Using that shower.
In that shower with the
And now we have a seat.
Seat. Yeah.
Where we can clean our feet.
Perfect. The feet seat.
I think. I don't like how that sounds.
No?
The feet seat?
The feet seat. I think it's cute.
Hmm.
I'm going to make a sign.
So more to come.
More to come.
I would not let the listeners down by making this the last time we talk about the shower seat.
Fear not, listener.
Are we going to we're going to go to the land of Canada? The magical, is it time to go to the magical land of Canada?
Hell yeah.
As eagle-eared listeners would know, we went to Disney recently. Went to Disney in February.
Yeah, we did.
Now, I don't know how much everybody knows about Disney. It's not just one park.
Mm-mm.
Four parks at Walt Disney World. You got the Magic Kingdom. You got Animal Kingdom. You got Hollywood Studios. You got Epcot. Now, Epcot, not just one park. It's kind of split into two parks. One is Future World. Is it still called Future World? I assume so.
Sure.
I haven't heard a new name for it. That's where you got your rides, most of your rides, right? And your future stuff. That's where the big ball is.
Mm-hmm.
It's where all the stuff is. And then the other side of the park is the World Showcase. And that's where there's a little lagoon. And you go around the lagoon, there's like 7 or 8 countries, 10 or 12, 20 to 25 countries around that lagoon. Each of those countries has their own like restaurant and gift shop and all that. People go there and they get drunk and they go all around the world. They drink all around the world. We didn't do that.
Mm-mm.
But what we did do was eat all around the world.
Yeah.
There's one. So Canada is one of the countries. And we've been trying to go to this steakhouse in Canada for a while now.
Yeah. Years.
We just it never works out.
Yeah. It's hard to get a reservation. And Dave finally managed to get one.
I got one.
Yes. The restaurant is called Le Cellier,
mm-hmm.
and it is a little steakhouse.
A cozy little steakhouse.
And it's tucked away. You go through this little like archway down a like little winding path.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of, you feel like you've left the park to go to dinner, which is kind of nice because the parks can be chaotic.
And you're probably thinking, Le Cellier what?
Le Cellier what?
No. You said it. What is the name of the place?
Le Cellier.
Le Cellier. Steakhouse? What?
Steakhouse?
Steakhouse? God damn it.
I'm so steakhouse? Sorry.
Steakhouse? Oh, whoa, you're vegan. You go to a steakhouse?
Surprised they have so many vegan options.
We'd heard for years about their vegan options.
We had heard for years specifically about their poutine.
That's right.
Gotta try the poutine.
That's right.
The poutine is so good.
Yeah.
And so we were like, well, I like French fries.
I'd never had poutine.
We gotta try the poutine.
Had you ever had poutine?
I had not. I'd had disco fries.
Okay.
Which is very similar to poutine.
Okay.
But it doesn't have cheese curds. It's just melted shredded cheese.
Got it.
But it's still got like the gravy and everything.
Okay.
No, I was not exposed to poutine before going vegan.
Gotcha.
And for some reason, after going vegan, it became something I really wanted to eat because it sounds amazing.
So we went through the arches. We went to a cozy little place. We got seated. It's a dimly lit place.
Mm-hmm.
It's very 80s steakhouse with like a Ruby Tuesdays vibe.
It felt like I was at the Sizzler in the 80s to me.
There was a place.
Buffet.
I think this was a chain. It was called Steak and Ale.
Oh, yeah. It felt like a Steak and Ale, big time.
Wooden tables, low light coming from lanterns and tavern lighting.
Mm-hmm.
A real tavern vibe. That's a good way to put it. Tavern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Taverny. It's very a tavern vibe.
Cozy, warm colors.
Like just a tavern.
Like a tavern.
Thank you.
It's like a tavern, everyone.
It's like a
Dave, steakhouse. You know what it was like? It was like a tavern.
The steakhouse?
You went to a steakhouse? Aren't you vegan? Hey, so our server, incredible.
Yeah.
An angel on this earth.
Yes.
Did not write down her name. She was amazing. She checked on so many things for us.
Yes.
She was so great.
Go ahead. Knew her shit, I was going to say. And then checked on things that she did not know.
Yeah, she already knew her shit, and then she checked, because there were a few things I feel like that we were like, could this be vegan? And she found out for us.
I treated myself to an old-fashioned made with Canadian whiskey.
Mm-hmm. I had a raspberry mocktail. It was okay.
The old-fashioned was very tasty.
Yeah?
I'm not usually an old-fashioned guy.
I thought the raspberry mocktail was fine. I could have just had like a Sprite and been just as fine, though. It wasn't nothing special, really, about the mocktail.
Yeah.
That's not why we were there, though. We were there to eat.
We were there to eat. And eat we did.
Oh, my goodness. We basically ordered everything that was vegan. So
everything at the steakhouse?
Oh, my God. So we started with the fried cauliflower. And it came with this cream sauce with radishes and a tahini brittle.
Yeah.
The tahini brittle was what it sounds like. It was like peanut brittle, but made with tahini.
Yeah.
It was kind of, I thought, a little weird. I liked the tahini brittle. I loved the fried cauliflower. I housed that fried cauliflower with the cream sauce and everything. But I didn't like them together.
Hmm.
But I was eating them alternating.
Yeah, we were very hungry at this point.
Yeah.
And I am no friend of cauliflower. I hold no ill will towards it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm also not its friend.
Yeah.
The brittle was fun, but mm-hmm. it was novelty fun. And like I said, I was very hungry. So I ate it quickly and was satisfied by it. But I don't know if I would order this dish again.
Oh.
It's very neat that this dish exists.
I loved it and would order it again. So the cauliflower was it was not battered. It was pan fried. So it was, and if you know me, you know that I don't love a battered vegetable. I like it to taste like what it is. So it was pan fried, and then it had like crispy outside, tender inside. The radish slices were thin, and it was raw radish. So it was a really nice contrast.
Mm-hmm.
And then that cream sauce was just all over it. And then the brittle on top. And I thought the brittle was weird, but I would order this again because the cauliflower blew me away.
Yeah.
The flavor was great. The texture was great. I loved it. You were like, eh. But you don't love cauliflower.
Well, the thing about the problem that I had with the dish was the cauliflower, because I just don't like cauliflower.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so I didn't like the dish because it was a cauliflower dish.
I get that.
No offense to the restaurant. They probably got metrics that suggest that it's a popular dish. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's why they offer it. But not for me. Not for David Streepy. And I got to be brave enough to take a stand and say, this dish is not for me.
Yeah. So along with the cauliflower, what came out was their bread basket. Not all of their breads are vegan, but the pretzel bread and the rolls both are. Mm-hmm. And then it came with, they do a maple butter, and they have a vegan maple butter. It's Earth Balance.
Yeah.
To go with it. The bread was so good. I knew we'd ordered a ton of food, so I only ate one little, like, half a pretzel roll, but I wanted that maple butter so bad. And it was amazing. Y'all know I'm not a bread person, but I do love a soft pretzel.
I, on the other hand, am a bread person. Mm-hmm. I'm a regular Freddy Breddy. And this was some of the best bread I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, it was so good that we couldn't finish it all and we took it back to the room. We took
bread back to the room.
Bread. We just the rolls. That was all that was left.
We got the butter to go.
Oh, yeah. Of course we got the butter to go.
We asked for the butter to go.
Hell yeah, we did. It was maple butter.
Then we didn't eat it.
No, we sure never got to it. But I was like, I want this for another time.
Yeah. But we should make maple butter.
Yeah.
How hard is that?
It would be really easy. You just whip them together.
What was that gesture?
I'm whipping. This is
no. You, okay, I got the whipping part.
Oh, and then you press it into
a container. She stirred her hand around like
you're
whipping.
And then I pressed it into a container.
And then she vertically did her palm up and down like you're patting something down. Like
press it into a little ramekin and then chill it.
With your hand?
No, you're using a spatula.
You flattened your hand.
My hand was a spatula in that moment. Look.
The same spatula that you're whipping with. So you didn't do this open-handed.
No, this was a whisk. I'm holding the whisk.
So it's two tools.
Yeah. You need a whisk, you need a spatula, a little baby spatula.
All right.
So we had those. Next up, out came the reason for the season.
Yep.
The poutine. This was fries with cheese curds and vegan shreds and a demi-glace. We were so blown away by the cheese curds that we were like, this was the first one where our server went back to check for us on something. Right. We were like, can you please tell us what's happening with these cheese curds? We're not questioning whether they're vegan. We're just, we really like them and we want to know, are you making them in house? Right. Is this something you're buying off the shelf? We're just curious because we would like to know. And 5 minutes later, out came the chef with two packages of cheese. It was just sliced up Miyoko's mozzarella.
A real Canadian chef.
Mm-hmm. Came right out.
Yeah.
These were like his family dishes that he has been recreating and veganizing.
Yeah.
And it was just Miyoko mozzarella and then Daya mozzarella sprinkled on. So there was big chunks of Miyoko mozz and then a sprinkle of Daya mozz like shreds.
Yep.
Wild.
Yeah.
I haven't had Miyoko mozzarella in a long time because I stopped buying it when they stole the company from her.
Yeah.
And, but wow, it worked really well as cheese curds. That said, this was my least favorite dish of all the things we had. The poutine was fine, but like it paled in comparison to everything else we got.
I have rarely been more disappointed in anything than I was in this poutine after the years-long buildup I've had to it. And the fault lies completely with the style of fry that they used.
Yeah?
It was the super thin fry.
Yeah, not like a shoelace fry, but like just a standard fry. It wasn't like a steak fry.
No, it was a super thin. It was like a steak and shake fry.
Mm, okay.
Super duper thin. The fries were too thin to carry
anything.
The other ingredients. And so it's like, you're not, I don't know anything about poutine, but the idea of it to me is that it's like fry nachos.
Yeah. I feel like there could have been more gravy. And I do think you're right that the fry size didn't work with it.
I think the gravy was fine. Like everything about the flavor I thought was fine. The fries were too small to carry that stuff. And the fries were so small and thin that all you tasted was the fry and not the potato.
Yeah. I feel like it wasn't a hit. And I don't know because I've never had poutine before going vegan. Who knows? Is this what poutine is like? Canadian listeners, get at us.
I was so disappointed that I ordered another old fashioned.
So The next thing that came out was a tourtière, which is a French Canadian like savory pastry. It's basically like pie crust. And this one was filled with veggies and beans. It had this more of that demi-glace on it. And this is the move at Le Cellier. This thing was amazing. I didn't want to share it with y'all, but we had agreed to share, and so I did.
This was probably my bite of the entire trip.
Yeah.
I thought it was the best. It was so the best good. Thing we ate. It was the best thing we ate in Orlando.
Yeah, so it was kind of like a meat pie, and then they had, it was a meat pie, and then it had the demi-glace like kind of smeared on the plate like they do in a fancy restaurant, and then on top were like lightly pan-fried snap peas and broccolini and some other like green veggies. So you had like this fresh green veggie with this very rich meat pie, but the meat was beans, but still like the crust and the seasoning, it was still very rich. And then the gravy, of course, very rich on the plate. Incredible.
For something to be so packed with dark stuff and to be such a light dining experience, in contrast to the cauliflower, in contrast to the poutine, like this was, it felt healthy. It was not, but it felt like you were doing something nice for yourself.
Oh yeah. I forgot also that when it came out, they bring it on the plate and then they pour the demi-glace around it.
That's right.
On the plate, which was nice too. Like just the presentation was so nice. Oh, it was just, what a delight.
Yeah. Yep. That was great. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
It was incredible. We should have gotten two of those and zero poutine.
Yeah.
No,
we had to get the poutine. We had to.
We did. Oh my gosh. I totally overlooked that they also veganized the wedge salad for us.
That's right.
Yes.
Wedges are back.
Wedges are back, baby.
Unremarkable.
Yeah. It was just a solid salad. Oh, they did it. So this was her first foray into, can this be vegan? The wedge is vegan if you get it with no cheese, no bacon, and you get oil and vinegar instead of the ranch.
Right. You're tiptoeing into why bother territory.
Yeah, but it was actually very good, I thought. It was a very good salad. It was not super remarkable, but it was nice to eat a salad, honestly, because I don't know if you noticed, but everything else we ate was either fried or greasy or covered in gravy.
Well, and it was 8:30 p.m., and we had eaten similarly all day long.
Yeah, because at Disney, it's so easy to live on burgers and fries.
Yeah.
And boy, did we.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was welcome salad, even though it wasn't, you know, I wouldn't be like, you must get the wedge at Le Cellier. But if you need a salad, it's there for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked Le Cellier.
I loved it. I'd go back. I thought our server was incredible. The chef not only came to our table, but when we were leaving, he was out at someone else's table talking them up.
I feel like in Epcot, the World Showcase is kind of stupid. I don't go there for that. I go to a theme park for the rides.
Mm-hmm.
And then like things that are next to the rides.
Yeah, the World Showcase is something you have to cut through to get to the Frozen ride.
Yeah.
Basically.
Some of the stuff is cool to walk by and look at.
Yeah.
I'm not the type of person to spend time there. And I feel like the handful of times we've tried to eat there, it hasn't really been worth the time out of your trip to do it.
Yeah. Like we got sushi at the Japan Pavilion.
Yeah.
And it was fine, but like not, we could have gotten better sushi here.
Yeah.
But this was really special.
This felt
nobody's like making French Canadian vegan food that I know of in Atlanta. Hey, if you are though, let me know because I want to come and eat a tortiere.
As I was saying,
sorry.
When we were at Le Cellier, I felt like I had been transported away from Epcot into a restaurant that was somewhere else with a bunch of people who looked like they were going to Disney. And we're acting like they were at Disney. But that's not the restaurant's fault.
No, you can only do so much.
Right. But it felt like, I felt like I was not at Epcot. And that's a compliment.
Yeah.
I thought it was very cool.
Yeah.
I would do that again. All restaurants should be that far removed from the experience that they're adjacent to.
Yeah, because if you're doing a sit-down restaurant, It is nice to have a break. Like, being in the parks is fun, but it's very chaotic, and it's like a lot of, you know, stimulation, both audio and visual. Yeah. And it's nice to have, like, to sit in a quiet, dimly lit place and just eat some good food with some vegetables in it.
Yeah.
What a delight.
What a delight.
I wish we had gotten our server's name, because she was, I can't overstate how incredible and patient with this table full of vegans.
Yeah, she was great.
Yeah.
So what do you give it?
On a scale of 1 to 10, right? On a scale of 1 to 10 arches onto a winding path, I would give this, I'm going to give it 9.
We don't rate the restaurants.
This is Talking Toe News.
This is Talking Toe News. This is a segment of the podcast where I pluck a headline from the world of vegan news, present it, we talk about it, and then we move on, probably to some ads. This one's, you already know this one. Everybody already knows this one. The outlet covering this specific take on it, PETA.org. PETA. Hard to say PETA without popping your peas.
PETA.
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 I'm not talking about Malark.
No.
I'm talking about .org.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
That's great.
PETA says, David James Olson, on March 11th, 2024, reports, Chasing Wienermobiles, PETA's role in creating Oscar Mayer's vegan hot dog. Hot dog, victory! Following years of PETA campaigns, Oscar Mayer will be releasing vegan wieners and vegan sausages. Not hot dogs, in Italian and bratwurst-style not sausages from a collab between The Knot Company and Oscar Mayer will be available in nationwide and grocery stores this spring. The product consists of ingredients like pea protein, bamboo, fiber, and mushrooms. PETA relishes applauding this major mark of progress after persistently urging the company behind the scenes and publicly to make vegan versions of its products.
That's very exciting.
Yes. This is a little bit of a victory, a self-induced victory lap for PETA. I realize now I'm reading it's like a press release.
Yeah, this is a press release. That's okay. That's okay. This is exciting. It'll give you some puns and a little information.
Yeah. Yeah, so they just do a little rundown of kind of the protests that they've done at Wienermobile stops across the country over the years,
mm-hmm.
and citing that as the activism that helped the company make its decision.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
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 Do it up.
That's what activism is for.
Yes, it's for getting vegan hot dogs to me.
Well,
I would like to say... Yes. Okay. Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I insist.
This is like, I feel like NotCo, they started with that Not Milk. And I, long ago when Not Milk launched, I did like a partnership, brand partnership with them to do a recipe.
Really?
Yeah. Long time ago. I think it was an Instagram only. Anyway, whatever. And then I'm not at Whole Foods often enough to know if the Not products are like very common. I don't see them at the Kroger, but I feel like I see them on collabs a lot.
I'll tell you, they're also doing the Kraft collab.
The mac and cheese. Yes.
And the singles.
Yes. NotCo is busy and yeah. Good for them.
I feel like Oscar Mayer and Kraft are probably the same company.
Oh, let's find out.
Who could tell? Honestly, it's all the same company. Do you want to go there? It's just all the same. It's just...
It is.
Five white guys in a room somewhere.
Yes. Does Kraft own Oscar Mayer? Kraft Heinz. Oh, Jesus.
Kraft Heinz, Knot Company. It's a joint venture formed by Kraft Heinz and the Knot Company.
Cool.
The Kraft Heinz Knot Company.
Great. Super. Wonderful.
Hey.
Yes.
If it gets vegan food on more people's plates.
I'm in. Give it to me.
There can be... There can be brighter dystopias and darker dystopias.
This is a silver lining dystopia, yeah. Y'all. Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
Okay. That's all I had.
Yeah.
That's all I had.
I'm into it. I want to eat it.
Look, if this... Still haven't found the hot dog I'm looking for. I need the snap. I've said it a million times.
Yeah. Who else? What's that other new hot dog that's out? There's another new vegan hot dog out.
I don't know.
Is it impossible?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. I need that snap. Get the impossible. I'll cook it up. We'll see if it has that snap.
Yeah. I think
I need that snap.
I know. I know you do.
The smart dogs don't have the snap.
No, they're mushy. The best ones, in my opinion, that I've tried are the field roast.
Field roast doesn't have that snap. Also, their taste is bad. That's a big thing about food.
I like them. They're my favorite. I think they taste good.
They have an aftertaste.
I don't know.
Sticks with you for weeks.
Weeks?
Yes.
Wow. Drama.
It's pretty bad.
Hey.
Hey, also in Epcot, not at Epcot, but at Disney, I was served turkey sausages and was told twice that they were vegan sausages.
Yeah, I was like, those look weird.
Yeah.
And we questioned it. Yep. And then, yeah. Mm-hmm. And yep. Oh, and the cook told our server that they were vegan because she questioned it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. Oh, little fires everywhere.
This is Talking Toad News.
Hey, you know what won't serve you turkey sausage and tell you that it's vegan?
You have to explain it, though.
These ads. You have to.
What? The ads won't serve you
turkey sausage and tell you that it's vegan.
Hey, we would never serve you turkey sausage and tell you that it's vegan, but we will serve you these ads.
That was it.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Welcome back to Talking Tofu. It is time. I'm excited about this one. So I'm at work, and I decide to walk to the Whole Foods to get a quick lunch. And by that, I mean the one type of sushi that is vegan at Whole Foods, which I get probably at least once a week, sometimes twice a week, the cucumber avocado roll. But while I'm there... I get the English muffins because they have vegan English muffins.
Mm-hmm.
And I like English muffins.
Yeah. Thomas English muffins, not vegan.
Not vegan.
Mm-mm.
Dave's English muffins are vegan. Not good. Not tasty. Again, what I was saying about the food, the taste being an important part of the food. But these Whole Foods English muffins, tasty stuff. So I'm there and usually I'll pick up a thing or two. I got my peepers out looking for items, you know?
You're very good at that.
And I'm walking down the cheese and the hummus and the prepared foods like refrigerator section, and I see that telltale light black and white packaging that's our friends from Violife. And I say, oh, wow, Violife's got some cream cheese. Oh, okay. I says, what? That's not the same container shape that I'm used to from seeing the cream cheese. So I back up. I take another look. And it's not cream cheese.
Mm-mm.
It's French onion dip. Now, this is a yogurt size or snack pack sized cup of French onion dip meant
very,
to be.
Very topical. Good job.
A snacky scooper size.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. It's like when you were, well, I don't know about our international listeners, but here in the US, if you grew up in the 80s and 90s, at a slumber party, you would get a bag of tortilla chips and a bag of Ruffles. And then right next to those in the snack aisle, there were these little tins of bean dip or cheese dip and French onion dip, not refrigerated. And you would, that would be the slumber party snack.
Yeah.
I went to so many slumber parties where I ate myself sick on those because that was the kind of food my parents would never.
Yeah.
But gosh, I loved it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
French onion dip is like, I never loved it when I was a kid.
Mm.
My sister.
I loved it. I'm like your sister.
A freak for French onion deep. Deep.
Deep.
For a freak for French onion deep.
A freak for the deep.
As what we would always.
Nope. Let's cut that. Cut that out.
Now, no, I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves. But I will say, we've talked a little bit on this pod about how we'll get a dip, we'll be disciples of the dip, and then a couple of days later, we just turn our backs on that dip, and that dip rots in the back of our fridge for a couple of months.
Yeah.
I've never been dipped this deep in my life.
Yeah.
I
pulled
it out.
You were dipping on this today.
Yes. Well, we got...
Yeah.
Yes. I pulled that dip out today. Got my carrot sticks out. I'm scraping the bottom of this fucking thing. I've never been dipped so deep. You either.
No, I'm into it. I got home from picking the kid up at school the other day, and I was hungry, and I was like, we have Ruffles, and we have that dip.
What else have you put? I've put lots of Ruffles in there.
I've only done Ruffles.
Really? You haven't done the carrot sticks? Mm-mm. You gotta. Becky, there's a couple of dollops of deep dip left. Like a down at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Do a carrot in there.
I will.
I've done carrots.
Mm-hmm.
I've done Ruffles.
Mm-hmm.
I've done more Ruffles. I've done pretzels. I even did my finger. It's so good.
It is.
And I'm no fan of French onion dip historically.
It's very good. It's very thick. You got to be careful. Thick. You're going to lose your Ruffle in there if you're not careful.
You are going to lose your Ruffle. It's going to break off in there.
But it threw me back to the French onion dips of slumber party memory.
It's so good.
However, the texture was better. The slumber party dips, no, of this.
Oh.
The slumber party dips have that. We've talked about it. Vegan dips will often have this problem where they're thickened with gums. Too much, like gums can help some, but if you're relying too much on gums to thicken your dip, it has this texture. And the French onion dip of my childhood also had this texture because it was not food, because it was a dairy product that didn't have to be refrigerated. This dip was great. Of course, as always, coconut oil was like the second ingredient. So that's part of where that great texture comes from.
Yeah.
So this for me is a sometimes dip, but it was really good. It did not taste like coconut at all. It had a nice like onion powdery, onion granule flavor. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought it was great.
I think that Violife is winning the cream cheese war.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're an army of one in the French onion dip war.
Mm-hmm.
I think now Kite Hill's probably got one.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like $40.
Yeah, correct.
But I think that what Violife has going for it is texture. Consistent, like the thickness, consistency of it, and the texture of it. I think it could be a little bit less firm.
Yeah, it's very firm.
It needs to yield a little bit more to a chip. But they're doing it right.
Yeah, that didn't stop us.
Not wild about their cheeses. But I think cream cheese and French onion dip, they're crushing it.
Yeah, I don't agree with you about the cheese. Their cheese is some of the best in the game. But
just like I'm crushing my Ruffle in the firm dip. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to finish my they're crushing it point.
Great job.
Okay, now I yield to you.
No, that's it.
Much like the Ruffle refused to yield inside the firm dip.
Yes.
Before breaking off.
Dave.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10 archways leading to a winding path.
Okay.
How many would you give this French onion dip?
I'm going to give it 9 archways yielding to a winding path.
Delightful.
I give it 9 because if it was a little bit looser, a little bit liquidier, it'd be a 10.
Yeah, it does need to be a little softer. And for that reason, I will echo your 9. Flavor-wise, on point. Texture is too firm, but still like enjoyable to eat. You just have to be careful with those Ruffles. They will break. Pretzel, fine. But yeah. A Ruffle, too fragile.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agree.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
Do you want to have a snack?
It's been a minute.
It's back, baby.
Is it?
No.
Okay. Good. Then I'm...
Then yes.
Yes.
Well, Dave, speaking of peepers, the kid and I went grocery shopping together. He has gotten into cooking, and by extension, I was able to get him excited to come grocery shopping. And we were doing the awesome time-saving thing where I would be like, you go get these 3 items, I'll get these 3 items, we'll meet on aisle 4. Mm-hmm. And so he came back from getting something, and he had his little peepers.
Oh,
his little peepers were open.
Okay.
Looking around, and he found this snack and a snack that we'll be trying on a future episode. He was very proud of himself.
Okay.
He both times he was like, I think this would be good for the pod, which ooh. I mean, he wanted it.
Yeah.
But he framed it the right way.
Sure.
And I was like, put it in the cart.
Yeah.
So this find, I think I was sending him to get applesauce for his lunches, and alongside the applesauce are these snack packs.
Oh, God. The way they're it's moving in there.
Yeah, I think it needs to be refrigerated. I don't think it's like, it is supposed to be like Jell-O.
That's not Jell-O.
It's a little liquidy.
Can I see the packaging, please? Does it have any sort of instruction on?
It's on the shelf at the grocery store. He found it on the shelf. So it's not rotten, but okay, I think it should be chilled for the best texture.
Right. I think there's something being shelf stable and something that's meant to be eaten at room temperature. And those aren't always the same thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's nothing on the packaging that indicates. I'm a little nervous about eating this. But the packaging says it's okay. We have to approach this from the mindset of a dumb consumer who needs to be told exactly what to do.
So this is kind of like a Jell-O cup situation. And
supposedly
he came up to me and was like, I think it's vegan. Can you check? And so I did. And y'all, wait, what's adipic acid? Okay. It does not come from animals.
No, beets and sugarcane is what it comes from.
Delightful.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure, because it sounded like it could be a fat, could come from... Anyway.
You're thinking of adipose. You are. Oh, my God.
I sure am. So it is thickened with carrageenan, which they use to thicken like non-dairy milks. There was a smear campaign on carrageenan for a long time, but it is not going to harm you, y'all. It's fine.
If anything, just looking at it, I think it could use a little more carrageenan.
And then it's also got konjac flour, which konjac I think is like a root vegetable, but that konjac is used to make a lot of vegan seafood, like vegan shrimp.
Oh.
And I believe that's also a thickener. Anyway, it's orange Fanta flavored, and we're going to eat it. Dave's okay. Worried.
I've made that
clear. Noted. Yeah.
I've made that clear.
Yeah. I was saying it so that you would know that I know.
Okay. Now I knew that you knew.
Oh, it pops. It pops when you put your spoon in.
Okay. So I'm holding it. It's wibbling around. Oh yeah. It's firm. It's firm.
It's
Don't worry,
firm.
Everybody.
There's like liquid around it.
I wonder if it's going to be fizzy.
It's not. Sorry.
Let me try it.
Sorry.
You're terrible.
Oh, I kind of like
terrible.
It.
You're terrible.
It's like orange Jell-O.
Oh, no. This is like hospital.
The texture is great.
This is like...
The water, the liquid around it is weird, but there's like, it's like there's liquid around it and then the jello-y part is in the middle.
This is like I'm at a church event and they're serving an orange drink that gets everybody excited, but then you take a flavor of it and it's so watered down to shit that like you can taste the drink that it's supposed to be and you can taste what has been done to it to make it last longer or be a bigger portion. This doesn't have a lot of flavor. It has hints and memories of orange flavoring, but it is not satisfying. The texture, on the other hand, is satisfying to eat. It's fun to have that texture in your mouth.
Couldn't hear you. I was too busy like housing the rest of this container.
Okay, well, you can run it back because I was just giving thoughtful insights on what I didn't like about it. The thing that some may criticize me for not doing very much on the podcast.
I think it's great. I think the flavor is lovely. I think the texture is on point. Hey, Jell-O, do this so I can eat Jell-O again.
She's finishing it, everybody.
Mm-hmm. And yes, I know there's vegan Jell-Os out there, but they're not as easy to find as this snack pack. Thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod.
I'll give you $10 if you leave one.
He won't. And do us a big favor and tell a friend about us. Word of mouth is the number one way that people discover our little show. Another way that you can support the show is by picking up some merch. Grab yourself a Talkin' Tofu mug, tea, sticker, and more in our Tee Public shop, teepublic.com/talkin-tofu. And I am Glue and Glitter on Instagram and Threads, and you can find my recipes at glueandglitter.com.
I'm Line Leader on Instagram and Threads, and Line Leader was taken on TikTok. I bought a product on TikTok.
Yeah, you did.
Talk about that later.
Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.